can't leave them inside the data room. Okay, I don't. Do you want these in your pockets?
Till Tuesday still belongs to the previous Shabbos. Parshas Baloischa, I'd like to still speak about Inyan and Parshas Baloischa. The Posuk says, after Shishi, Vasafsof Hashem Bikiribo is Avutava, Vayeshuva Vayivku Gambene Israel, Vayoma Miyachilenu Baso. He cried, there was a group of Yidin who cried, they want to eat meat. Zacharnu Sadoga Shenechal B'Mitzrayim Chinom, we remember the fish which we ate in Mitzrayim free, Esakishuim, Esavtichim, Esachotzi, the marrows, the melons, the cabbage, Vesapsolim, the onions, Vesashumim, Va'atan Avshenu Yevesha in coil. Now our soul is dry, all we have is Bilti Elamon Enenu. And the Torah continues to describe the Chashivas of the Mon. The Rashi is well known. Rashi says, Ashenecha b'Mitzrayim chinom. Rashi says, chinom cannot mean literally free, because the Mitzrayim didn't even give them teven free. It means chinom in a mitzvah. They wanted food, something which is not connected to their level of Torah mitzvahs. And the mon, as we know, mon was a spiritual food, and the mon was actually connected to their darga in Torah and mitzvahs. Sipornas actually says there were two groups. There were some groups of Yidden who actually wanted to eat meat. That was the first group. That was the Asafs of the Erev Rav, Yisavu Tava. They wanted to eat meat. They wanted to test the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like it says in Tehillim, can he give us meat as well? The Yeshuva Vayivku Gambene Yisrael is... that was the second group of Klal Yisrael who actually complained, why have we gone out of Mitzrayim? We're now stuck in the Midbar with just the Mon, and the Mon was actually very dependent on the Kiyum Torah Mitzvahs. If there was a Tzadikim, as we're going to see later on, the Tzadikim, the Mon came by the doorstep, the Rishoyim had to go and collect it. So if one night, person had spoken Lashon Hara, so suddenly everybody thinks he's the morning. In the morning he's a big tzaddik, and suddenly they see him. Suddenly he has to have no mon anymore next to his door. He's got to go like collecting the mon like everybody else. So it was a very demanding madrig in the midbar. And that's what this group said. We prefer to go back to Mitzrayim. And that was considered a big oynish. They didn't want Hashras Hashchina. We know that the Shchina was on them when they went out of Mitzrayim. And now, as if they didn't, well, they said, why do we go? Why have we gone out of Mitzrayim? It's kilu, they said, we don't want a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And eventually, they got punished. They punished the group. Some died straight away, and some died only after 30 days. So it seems those who bechlal complained they wanted meat, they died straight away, and the other people who actually didn't want the Hashras Hashchina, they died after 30 days. The Rabbi Yeruchim, in his Sefer Das Torah, explains it, that this was a Taina on Klal Yisrael who found the Kima Mitzvahs. They found an oil. He says, for example, us Klal Yisrael, we have a day of Shabbos. The Goyim have also their Sunday. But look at the difference between our Shabbos and their Sunday. They're free, whatever they do, they can bake, can eat, they can do malochas, turn on lights, go wherever they want. And nowadays we would add drive around wherever they want. And Klal Yisrael, We're limited very much on our Yom Tovim and Shabbos. We can't even comb our hair. We can't turn any lights on. And a goy cannot believe, if you tell a goy that we've got one day a week when we can't even put a light on, they think it's a joke. So they think it's, well, what type of holiday is it? But forget, by as far as Klal Yisrael concerned, Shabbos is the most nicest day of the week. We enjoy it. we've got plenty. We don't go hungry at all. We've got food which was prepared from before Shabbos. Not only we are satisfied, but we eat better food, and nothing is missing. And a goy can't understand it. The Gemara, in fact, says that in Shabbos, Tafkuf Yutes, the Gemara says a story that a Kaiser told Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, why does your Tafshel of Shabbos, Reichoi Noidev, why does your Shabbos food taste so well? So he said, we have a Tavlin, a special spice, which is called Shabbos, which we put into the food, and that gives it a special taste. So the Kaiser said, can you please give me some of this spice? He says, the spice is only somebody who keeps Shabbos has this spice. Somebody doesn't keep Shabbos does not have this spice. He brings an example, that to give sometimes, in those days, to give a present, there had to be mechabed, the porits, who owned the land. They used to give him two matzahs before Pesach. And two matzahs before Pesach was a gewaltige, the goyim considered it a special present. Now, couldn't they bake their own matzahs? But that wouldn't have the same taste as our matzahs, which we bake, l'shem for Pesach, that has a special taste. And that's what even the goyim would appreciate, that. So that's what etzem is, the chashivas of Yidden, of the avodas Hashem, the Shabbos is b'chol not a burden at all. It's the most relaxed day of the year, the most happy day of the year, and faket, and the goyim can't understand it, and they faket, they think that the true oynig, they think the pleasure is if they do whatever they want, but the truth is going after one's pleasures. And just going to eat whatever you want, spending your time going to restaurants and eating, does not give a person any happiness. The happiness which gives a person is the only thing, is the keeping a life of Torah and mitzvahs. Some of you might remember that there was such a thing, used to be such a thing on telephones, there used to be such a thing as a party line. Two people shared the same telephone. Many years ago, when we lived in Eretz Yisrael, we lived in a neighborhood which not everybody yet was Shomrei Shabbos. And we had a shared party line of a telephone with somebody we didn't even know who he was. But those days you didn't talk so much on the phone. So when one person used the phone, the other person couldn't use it. The first Shabbos which we were there, we lifted up, before Shabbos, we just lift up the receiver and didn't want the phone to ring on Shabbos. Somebody came banging on our door Friday night. He says, what's going on? Kol HaShabbos, we haven't got a telephone. We can't exist Shabbos without a telephone. That's somebody who doesn't understand the Kedusha of the Oynik Shabbos. But really, the Kedusha Shabbos, forget, we're busy the whole week with a telephone. The Shabbos is be'etzem, the most best day b'chlal of the week at all. Now going back to the Mon, the Malbim explains, Barichas, that actually the mon was a very, very ruchniistic food as well. Gemara says, Chazal said, well, it's a medrash, Dvar yoyim beyoymoy, when the mon passed this, the poskim b'shalach, the mon came Dvar yoyim beyoymoy, that actually the halochas, which were mechadish b'chol yoyim, came down together with the mon. We know that the mon is called lechem abirim, lechem which malachi ashores eat. Now, malachim don't need physical bread to sustain them, to keep them alive. What malachim need is more, the greater ideas in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the malachim need. So the mon, says the Malbim, besides this physical food, what actually came with it, great new understandings in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was covered up. The main part of the mon was be'etzem. People got Ruach HaKodesh from the mon. And that didn't depend. That was not everybody equally. That depended according to the greatness of the person. So the mon was in fact really a spiritual hasogas, understanding in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in fact bring Ruach HaKadosh, covered up in a physical food. So physically it was food which sustained the guf, but in really what contained inside it was ruchniyistik understandings in the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Very similar, he says, like the Torah as well. There's the hidden parts in the Torah as well, which we know the Malachim wanted the Torah. The Malachim wanted the Torah. And the Malachim don't have a shoir, and neither do they have a boir as well for all the parshas of Mishpatim. But the Malachim wanted the Sisrei Torah, the hidden parts of the Torah. And the Torah, we know the Torah was written before. The Torah written was Eish Shechoira al Gabe Eish Levona, like the Akdom of the Ramban says. Before Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah was there, was a Torah Kadmoin, was written black fire on white fire, with all Seudis in the Torah. When the Rabbeinu Shem gave us the Torah was concealed, the hidden parts of the Torah was concealed in the physical part of the Torah that we have, the name of Shoel and so on, all the stories, all what's necessary for the people. But inside it is the hidden part of the Torah. And the same is better to a person as well. A person has an neshama, a lekai mimal, which is covered up with the guf, a physical guf. And that's what came Be'etzim, was the godless of the mon, which Hagam, it says, for everybody was equal, nobody got more than an oimel gilgoyles. That was the physical part of the mon, but the spiritual part of the mon was Be'etzim, everybody got according to his level. As if Chazal state, that the mon of Yeshua, not alas a mon keneged kulon. That's what Chazal said, that the Yeshua's mon was he got, Gemara Numa says, Aval ish lechem abir ochal ish ze Yeshua sheyored loy mon keneged kol Yisrael. The mon came to Yeshua keneged the kol of Klal Yisrael. How can that be? The pasuk says it was only oimer legalgoyles. Yes, the physical mon was oimer legalgoyles, but the hasogas of the understanding of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Yeshua got keneged everybody. He got Yeshua according to however great the person was. So the mon came. The mon, with the physical mon came all the greatness, the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. That's what a lot of people had Ruach HaKodesh, they came to the mon as well. And that was the difference between the tzaddikim, that mon says the three major difference between the mon, between the tzaddikim and the reshoim. Number one, the tzaddikim, the mon came at the doorstep, and the reshoim had to go outside the machne and collect it. Number two, that the tzaddikim didn't have to prepare anything for the mon. The mon was all ready to eat as it was, as it came down. Whereas the reshoim had to work hard, they had to grind it, cook it, and bake it, etc. And number three, for the hamoyin om, says the Gemara, it didn't taste, it only tasted like oil, like dough with oil. And for tzaddikim, it could taste whatever taste they wanted. So this is what the Eden, and the Eden at that time, Nifshas the Mon. So as we say, this was such a very a spiritual Mon as well, and it was very demanding, the physical type of the Mon as well, depending on their level in Ruchnis. And that the Eden thought at that time, according to the Madrega, it's difficult for us to understand, but it was also a beginner that they had thought that it's getting, this is too much of a spiritual food. We would like to leave out the ruchniyistika. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. Zecharna sadova shenoichal b'Mitzrayim chinom. Whether they gave it free or not, but it was something which was not linked at all to their madrega in ruchnis, and they felt that would be more of an easier life for them without being connected to the ruchnis. A man has to or check himself, says Yeruchim, to know whether do we find ourselves an oil in the Kiyum the Mitzvahs. And if a man does feel himself that the mitzvahs are difficult for me to keep, and it would be better to, if he wouldn't have the oil of mitzvahs, then the avoid of a person is to make in his mind, clarify how low are the gashmis dikarnos of the world. And Shlomo HaMelech is full about this, says in Keheles, Havel Havolim Oma Keheles, Havel Havolim Hakol Havel. It says in this, in actual posting itself, it says five times Havel Havolim. Havel Havolim Oma Keheles, Havel Havolim Hakol Havel. What's the repetition of so many times Hakol Havolim? So the Meforashim say that this is what a void of a person is, to clarify by himself, to say again and again, Havel Havolim Oma Keheles. The whole Gashmas of Olam Hazeh is not really anything which is really going to truly make me happy. It's Havel Havolim Oma Keheles. Havel Havolim, Hakol Havel. That doesn't bring a person, a man, to true satisfaction. The true Simcha in Olam Hazeh is only the Simcha of Avodas Hashem. And when we ask ourselves, who's got more pleasure in this world? We're not talking about Olam Haba, we're talking about Olam Hazeh. And we're not talking about great people, we're talking about every person in his own level. Who's got more Olam Hazeh? The plain Yid, who's makbid on Shemiras Torah Mitzvahs, or the man who can do whatever he wants, says there's no doubt that there's no greater simcha in the world like a Yid who's Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. And that's what the Pasuk says, Tachas Asher Levadz Tas Hashem Alekecho B'Simcha, meaning, because you didn't serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Simcha, you didn't enjoy the life of a Yid who's Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs. Reb Simcha Zissel brings us in his Sefer Chochma Musa, here's a well-known story, that there was a Goyshe philosopher who was a very poor man, but a very clever man, a very clever philosopher. The king wanted to help him, and the king gave him a lot of money to help him out from his misfortune. He got up in the morning, took the money, and came back to the king, and says, here's the money. What you gave me, take it. I don't want it. So the king says to him, what have you done to me? Why are you ke'ilu, your kofa tova? I gave you a present and you don't want it. So the philosopher says to the king like this, Adoini, miyoyim heyoysi al adoma, from that day which I've been, adyoyim hazeh, I've been, had a peaceful life, I was never desire after money, I was always satisfied with the hechrechios, and I had enough, what I need, and more as well. And I spent my whole life, b'chochmas hateva, going through the nature, to study the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a goyishe philosophy, it's the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yesterday, once you gave me the money, my thoughts were bothering me the whole time. What should I do with this money? Should I buy something and gain with it, and earn some, and sell it and earn it for a schayra? Or better, should I deposit it in a safe place for deposit? Or should I buy a bit of some ground with it, and I'll plant from it? And I couldn't sleep the whole night. I was thinking, what should I do with this money? I had no peace, and I couldn't peace in myself, and I couldn't continue I couldn't even relax, and no, no, let me boy, I couldn't spend my time thinking into the greatness of the nature. And this was, I was jumping ruach b'shtei se'ifim, and therefore give back the money, and I prefer to have a life without having daigus of the money. How am I going to spend the money? And the truth is, that is what is. We just recently had the Yom Tov Shavuos. The Gemara says in Psochim, Hakol Moedim B'Shavuos, that we need Lachem as well. Even the other Yom Tovim is a machlikas, where the Yom Tovim should be Lachem Lashem Yom Shenitnu Lanu Torah, because now that we have the Torah, we have the Torah to guide us and have our Nachman Yom Zeh. Sorry, I left that one bit. So Rebbe Chaim says, this philosopher, in his level, it was good what he did. But we, Goyim, a Yidin have a different hashkofa than Goyim. Goyim cannot have together, spiritual and physical together. Money, if they have money, it disturbs them. They have to give it back. Whether Hashkofa of Klal Yisrael is different. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you Olam Hazeh, use it for the right purpose and mitzvahs, and nothing can be better than that. A Goisha life cannot understand that. A Goisha thing is either it's precious, the galochim, they can't have a family life, it doesn't work together, it's either Ruchnis or Gashmis. We, the Torah, has given us a tavlin, we've got the Torah, which Chazal says in Kedushin, B'man she'aretiyo b'yodcho, you've got the bandage in your hand, you've got the bandage, the Torah, al makoscho, eat what you want, and drink what you want, and enjoy yourself. That means, we have the Torah, which guides us how to use the Gashmis in the right way. So, yes, we have to be careful. We say the Gashmis doesn't give us, our pleasure, the life does not give us the fact that we concentrate on our lives, on our Gashmis. But we're not like this philosopher that we can't have the Gashmis. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the Gashmis, that's the Tachlis, the Torah gives us the Torah, and the Torah guides us how to use the Gashmis. So that's Baruch Yitzhara, Yitzhara, so that's why the Yitzhara also comes only in the Schus of the Torah, but that's a different point. But the Torah, the Hashkofa of the Torah is, use the Gashmis for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given it for you, use it for the mitzvahs, and that is Ke'ilu, the best, that is the ultimate simcha which a person can have. The Gemara says even somebody who's metzai atzmi min hayayin is called a choiter. The Torah doesn't want us to do precious. The Torah wants us to enjoy Olam Hazeh. Yes, but in the framework, everything al pi Torah and mitzvahs. And he says that's a yid who makes the broch in the morning, shelo yasani goy, we have to make it with such kavona that we're not talking about Olam Haba. But we are, who enjoys Olam Hazeh? More us or the goyim? We've got the Olam Hazeh. We've got the balance. We've got the Torah, which the Torah teaches us how to use the Gashmis, the Shem Shemayim, that gives us the great pleasure. We say in davening, in Shabbos, Umeniach bi kedusha, Shem gave kedusha, la'am medushne oinek. We are medushas doshon of fat, we're fat of pleasure. The goyim don't know what a true life of Olam Hazeh is. A goy can eat, go to the eat the best food. A beit, whatever he eats, that itself, he makes a brocha on it. That is the greatest Olam Hazeh. I'd like to say over a maisa, which is brought down in the Sefer of Elias Eliyahu. And this story is about Eid Reb Leib Mitels, who was called HaChosid Mitels. The Gaon said on him, this person is like a neshama without a guf. Such a spiritual person without a neshama. So there's another. Yeah, so go straight to the story. The story is like this. He lived in Tells, and one day an army came into Tells, led by a great general, who was a philosopher as well. And naturally, the armies, when they go through one town and want to get out on the other end, they look for somebody, for a local, to guide them on the roads, that they should be able to get quicker, go through the town and find the exit to the other town. Everybody ran away. Nobody wanted to be the guinea pig to have to show this army, to show them all the way in the town. Reb Leib Mitels was learning in the Beis HaMedrash with his talis and tefillin, didn't know anything else. So that's the only yid they found. So they told him, you show us the way. So he went with his talis and tefillin, with his sefer, and he was showing them the way, and he didn't stop learning. When it came to Mincha, he made a detour and went into the forest and was looking for a place to daven Mincha. The army started shouting, "What's going on here? This is not the way which we've got to get out of the town." The general, when he saw this chosid, he thought, "This chosid is no fool, he must be showing us something special in the forest, so I'm going to follow him." So the army stayed where they are, and this general followed Reb Leib Chosid to see what he did. This Chosid came, Reb Leib came to a well, washed his hands, and he stood under a tree and he davened Mincha. When he realized that the whole army is waiting for him and they're not going to travel till he finishes his Mincha, he davened with such Dveikus and Avas Hashem. On his face was shining. You could see mamish the his dabkes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was it uses the expression, he was dancing his way, jumping up and down with his simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this general sees him and sees the simcha of this chosid and the shining on his face. He waits till he davens mincha. They go back to the army. They continue to the next town. The next town gave them food, as that's the derech to do. And they see this. And they see this chosid as well. They give him as well food to eat. So this general says, "You know this holy man. I'm jealous of him. His olam haba, I have no chance to get it. He's such a whole malach. His olam haba, but you know what? I'm jealous of his olam hazeh. I see the smile on his face." And the simcha, which he can do three times a day, that great simcha, never, I managed to get it, not more, he says, never, I can get it only once ever in 70 years. And this is a general of a whole army. A goy who sees the simcha of a yid, who's davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the simcha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the olam hazeh. It's a known well story. Rabbi Aaron Kotler was in America collecting for his yeshiva. He came to somebody who had a Yisocha Zevulon, that had a shutfus. So the seed says to him, "Well, what's the difference between us? We're both shutfim. We're both shutfim in Olam Haba. I'm getting Olam Haba because I'm the Zevulon. You're getting Olam because you're the Socha. What's the difference between us?" So Rabbi Aaron said to him, "Yes, in Olam Haba, perhaps no difference between us. But what about Olam Hazeh? What Olam Hazeh do you have? I have the Olam Hazeh that we are learning the Torah. That is Be'etzem, the Geshmak. We have the real Olam Hazeh." I remember still the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, and he used to tell us that we should get used to keeping ourselves back for certain things. One of the examples. He gave a few examples. He says, he talked about when somebody comes in the door, one of the things he says, the nature of everybody is, we look who comes in. And we stop learning for a minute. And he said to us, if you keep yourself back from 1 minute, even just to look, not back, you're already training yourself to be a balabos on yourself. And he said, you should give yourself a pat on the back, it's not every time you don't look up for something. The satisfaction of keeping oneself back is much more than any satisfaction of going after your desires. And he says that's what an etzah, how a person should build himself up. The satisfaction of keeping oneself back, that is, you work on that satisfaction, it brings you to more and more and more as well. He also he spoke about this, even those nowadays, one does not much post anymore letters. Everything is technological. It comes in technology. He says, when you get a letter, don't open it up straight away. Wait a few minutes, keep yourself back. And the satisfaction of that, and a man becomes a balabos on himself, and also, what is more satisfaction? This is, I think, we've got the same thing as well. Speaking a Lashon Hara, or keeping oneself back from Lashon Hara. So the satisfaction of keeping yourself back is far greater. You have it is much more everlasting than the other b'chas v'shalom, the other way around as well. So that is our avodah, and this is of course going back to the nechinam in our mitzvahs. According to the madriga of Klal Yisrael at that time, Deir Adair, very difficult for us to understand how that daka they fell from this high madriga, but the Torah says it was a tiny chinam in our mitzvahs. What the Torah wants us to learn from there is that we should see and realize and chazar over in ourselves that this gashmis no ilam hazeh gives us no ultimate satisfaction. The main satisfaction is be'etzem, keeping oneself back, and a life of Torah mitzvahs, keeping the Torah mitzvahs, that is better, no greater satisfaction than that. And we should be zeicha taka, when we say the brocha shelo yisani goy, davening we say, v'nismach v'divar yisai rasecho uva mitzvah secho le'en voed, we should be zeicha taka to have the simcha of the Torah and the mitzvahs le'en voed, and kivo yismach libeinu kibishem kodshay v'tochna, v'en yisholim should give us reward, both in olam haba and in olam hazeh, for all our Torah kiyum and mitzvahs. Yeah. חי חיים בימי חיים חיים חביס ישראל בגלו בזמן קריב אמרו אמן יש מאיר אבא ברך אליו ומאו מאיר יספרח ישתבח יספרח ישרמן ישנסי ישדו ויסלב ישלון שמי לקצוע בריחו לילה מכל בחוסו ושיר עשו ושפוסו ונחמסות ורם ברמה ואמרו אמן על ישראל ורמון ועל צמידן ועל תמיד לצמידן וכל מה דוסקים ברעיסו דיו אסרנטן דיו חלסה ועשה יהיה לחוי לחוי שלמה רבו חינו וחיסטו ורחמה וחי ריחם זה נרוויח ורקולה מכל אבוי נשמי והרוב ואמרו אמן יהיה שלמה רבו מן שמי וחיים עלינו וכל ישראל ואמרו אמן I say, Shalom, Israel, Mavi, Asa, Shalom, Israel, 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 Israel